Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. As we head for the weekend, I'm Sean Carey. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth. And our Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Terrific specials going on now through Tuesday at Brewers Outlet. Natural Ice and Light 30 packs are $14.15. Red's Ale, of course you know the Red's Apple Ale, but also comes in other flavors, including raspberry and blueberry. Red's Ale 16-ounce, 24 packs, $19.95, and Heineken 24-pack cans, $24.95. Help you load all the cases into your car. Convenience, great parking. Great snacks, the pickle bar second to none, fresh roasted peanuts, and of course, soda, water, and other great drinks for the whole family as well. At Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street, yes. Sunbury, open 9 to 9.
Tell of
Corey
course they are.
See, they are. Yeah, tell yeah, Corey and the crew we sent you.
Great specials. Yeah, so a lot of great specials. We'll talk about as time goes here.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Kevo's on the show today, huh?
Can't start the weekend without an appearance by your brother.
Yes, no, we cannot. It seems to set the tone for the weekend for many.
Yes.
Yes.
the week itself would end on an incomplete note.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So there we go. And it would be absolutely incomplete without. Now we've got... I've said that for many years about him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's coming up. But we also have Kyle Porter on the. We're going to talk a little bit of golf today. Paul Alexander today. Talk about the Pirates heading into the second half. I think the next 10 games is the season. That is the season for the Pirates right there, the next 10 games. They are actually closer to first place in their division, 7 games out, than they are to the wild card, where they're 9 out. Now, that's the Arizona and Colorado influence. They're dominating so much that they're making the wild card situation very difficult for everybody else. That's the big issue. That's the problem that they have in all of this.
A little programming reminder, the next time we see Paul Alexander on TV, will not be Root Sports anymore. Today is the debut of AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. So in case you're wondering, oh, where'd my Root Sports go? Well, it really didn't go anywhere. They're just changing right. The names. So
yeah, but if you notice, for a while in the corner, the bug in the corner, they're part of the AT&T network. You've seen that now for a year.
I was telling Matt Catrillo that. I noticed that only during the Pirates games and the Pens games, during live play-by-play, during live sports coverage. So
right.
Yeah.
So that's what it's a part of. It's just easier to say Root Sports, take my word.
Yeah. Although there's still going to be a few Root Sports across the country. Root Sports, I believe, in Seattle. I think they're going to keep Root Sports. Of course, they're the home of the Mariners, and your great friend Dave Sims does the call with them. And
Dave's one of the best guys out there. There's no getting around it. It just really is. Okay. I've got to tell you this quick story.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine goes online, and what is the name of that app or the website? And they do ads for it on TV now. Where is it called? Let It Go?
Let Go.
Yeah, Let Go.
Let Go. Yeah, and we've been running some radio commercials for them the past month or so. Yeah, it's called Let Go.
Let Go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today they're online and they're looking at Let Go. And somebody had on there a Steve Jones, Jack Ham signed football. So on the Let Go price, all right, was $30. Okay. So they decided to go online to eBay.
So this isn't a mini football. It's an actual size football.
It's an actual size football.
Okay.
All right. So,
because when you said $30, I'm thinking, oh, that's a small football.
No, it's an actual size football. Okay, so they decided to go online to see how much a Jack Ham autographed football went for. And they found out that a Jack Ham autographed football goes for $50. I said, yeah. I said, remember Lou Prado? I said, wrote that book, 100 Things You Need to Do as a Penn State Fan Before You Die, or something like that. That book.
Yeah.
And in the book, he did several chapters, and one of them was number 33 was Jack Ham. Because that was Jack's number at Penn State. Well, the running joke has always been, and I'm the one that started the running joke, to be honest with you, but the running joke has been, chapter 82 is, listen to Steve and Jack on the radio. So I've always said to people, when Jack Ham's alone, he's number 33, but when he's combined with me, he falls 49 spots. I said, now you have this.
Directly responsible for dropping the value of the ball $20. Your reaction.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. Now, a Jack Ham football signed by Jack Ham is worth $50, but if you combine him with me, he drops $20 in value. Fabulous.
That's a them problem. Come on. It should at least go up to $75. What are they thinking? Come on.
While loyal, I actually agree with the pricing. We had such a good laugh about that today. Because, it is... I just find it so funny. And I'm like, nobody got a bigger laugh out of this than I did. It just... Oh, my goodness. I saw that. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I devalue everything I go to. And the audience is sitting there like, oh, yeah, we know, every day.
And your point? Your point is?
I think my point is obvious. Oh, my goodness. You know, and then I'm going online, and what really made me feel bad is, like, there was this other ball that was worth $250, and all it said on it was, the suit. I sat there and I'm like, my goodness, my day is ruined. Oh, if you can't have fun at your own expense... You know?
Life's too short.
Life's way too short. Life's way too short. So, yeah. Amazing. True story, though. So needless to say, I now have a nice opening to all my speeches this year.
So for those that have seen you in this, so for those that have seen you more than once, you won't be repeating. So that's good. You got a fresh opener or a fresh kicker.
Yeah, fresh opener, fresh kicker. I know I have to go to Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Williamsport, Erie, and I've got. And obviously, we're going to our big bash in Sunbury, which is looking more and more like the 28th, but it's not official yet, right?
Putting a bow on that as we speak.
Well, hopefully Jamie's involved in doing that, because if she leaves it to like a number member of the staff, it'll happen on a Thursday during December.
Saw what you did there.
So I devalue football's $20 personally, and I knock Hall of Famers down the list 49 spots when in combination with me. You know, I am feeling awfully good about myself today. All right, we'll take a break. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and not every day. And that pickle bar is indeed second to none. And don't forget about the specials coming up through Tuesday. Natural Ice and Light, 30 packs, $14.15. Reds Ale, 16-ounce, 24-pack, $19.95. I know a lot of you love Heineken, 24-pack cans, $24.95. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket home of the Pickle Bar, which is second to none. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Four city blocks of new Ford trucks. Over 40,000 trucks sold. SMC is where you want to be. Sunbury Motors Ford has over 110 new Ford trucks. And during July, they'll include a complimentary accessory package with the purchase of any new F-150. Through July 31st, receive a tonneau cover, molded splash guards, and window deflectors at no additional charge. SMC is where you want to be because they have the largest selection of new Ford trucks in all of central Pennsylvania.
And that means the biggest savings.
Take up to $13,500 off on new F-150s. And SMC has them starting as low as $23,919. Save up to $7,000 on 2017 Ford Escapes. And they're slashed as low as $19,380. Explorers, Edges, and Expeditions have discounts up to $11,000. SMC is where you want to be in July for this mega summer spectacular sale and the complimentary F-150 accessory package. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
F-150 accessory package valued at $699. Excludes prior sales and ordered units.
Happy weekend, everybody. Great to have you with us on the show today. Paul Alexander in the next half hour. Then we'll have Kyle Porter, golf writer for CBS Sports, in the 4 o'clock half hour. And then Kevo in the final half hour of the week. Coming up on Monday, Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, is going to join us. Tuesday, John Bacon. Wednesday will be Tony Knopp. We got a pretty good lineup coming up next week. Good lineup today, good lineup next week. Lift for Life is tomorrow, taking place at Haluba Hall. Now, they've got a lot of construction around Lash Building right now, so there's going to be other places for you to park. So just check that out and pick a spot and go from there. And it's in Haluba Hall. They're doing work over at the lacrosse field, so it's in Haluba Hall this year to benefit uplifting athletes. Rare diseases, Penn State's choice has been over the years with the donations, kidney cancer research. Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great specials between now through Tuesday. Natural Ice and Light 30 packs, $14.15. Reds Ale, 16 ounce, 24 pack, $19.95. And Heineken 24 pack cans, just $24.95. So stock up for the weekend at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. See, Tim Tebow hit a walk-off home run last night for Port St. Louis, Lucie. And here's what I found interesting about that. For the heck of it, I decided to go and look. What has he done? Well, let's just see what he's done. Well, he was in Columbia, South Carolina in the Sally League. And as you know, that's A ball. And he hit .220, had three home runs, 26 knocked in. You're like, and they promoted him. You're like, oh, brother. Okay, great. But you know what he's done at Port St. Lucie? He's played 16 games now at Port St. Lucie with the Mets. And this is high A, okay? So the next step for him is Binghamton. In double A, which would mean that if he were to get there, he'd be playing at Reading and playing at Altoona. At Port St. Lucie in 16 games, he's hitting .327 with three home runs and 16 knocked in. That's not bad.
Mark Schlereth had a very interesting take. He's now with Fox. He's going to be doing some NFL analyst work on FS1. He was on with, I believe he was on with Colin Cowherd earlier this week. Now, Mark Schlereth's son has been a minor league baseball player for several years, so he has had a chance to see Tim play. He pretty much just came out and flat out said, Tim Tebow is a better baseball player than an NFL quarterback. He emphasized quarterback because he knows that he still could have the opportunity to be a good NFL player. But he said, yeah, he's just a much better baseball player than a quarterback. He said, yeah, I'm going to get a lot of flack for that. I'm probably going to get some hate tweets, but he has seen enough, even though Schlereth's a football guy, he has seen enough baseball to make that distinction.
But, again, what's the difference between Schlereth and the hate tweets? Schlereth actually watched him play. Yeah, I, after a while, you get a little sick and tired of hearing people who have not seen something or observed it or have a depth of background in it delving into an opinion on something. You sit back and go, have you watched it? Remember what I told you that story about Red Smith? Remember that story I told you? About George Lapidus for years with the Memphis Statesman, talk show host in Memphis. And I saw him speak at when Dick Girardi went into the U.S. Basketball Writers Hall of Fame. And George went in with him. He was part of that class. And he said when he first got the job at the Memphis Statesman 42 years ago, he went to cover the Masters. And he ran into the legendary writer, Red Smith, of the New York Times. And he said, Mr. Smith, I'm George Lapidus, Memphis Statesman. I just got going on this. What advice would you give me? And Red Smith said, I've got two words. Be there. If you're there, you can garner so much knowledge. That's why, like Mark Schlereth saying, he says, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get killed on the hate tweets. Again, Mark Schlereth can talk about it because guess what? He's been there. He's seen him in person. But, I mean, I watched the tape today of the walk-off home run that Tebow hit last night. And he hit it the opposite way. But the first thing I thought was, wow, that's a good-looking swing. I mean, seriously, the swing on the... I mean, I don't know what his swing like looks like all the time because I haven't watched enough of him. But I'm telling you right now, on the home run he hit last night, that was a really good-looking swing. Now, he's 29 years old. And that does enter into it. But the fact that he's gone up from A to high A, and he's raised his average, he's now at .327 in high A through 16 games. Oh, and here's the other part, too, I didn't mention. He's 327, three home runs, 16 knocked in 16 games. He also has a 10-game hitting streak. Now, what kind of fielder he is in the outfield, I don't know.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Care, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, and some great specials going on as well at Brewers Outlet between now through Tuesday. Natural Ice and Light, 30 packs, $14.15. Reds Ale, 16-ounce, 24-pack for $19.95. And Heineken 24-pack cans, $24.95. They also have wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And that pickle bar is absolutely second to none. Love the barrels and love the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Paul Alexander in a moment. Time now for this day in sports history. And on this day in sports history, we go in the Wayback Machine to the year 1951, where the first sports event to be shown in color on CBS-TV was the Molly Pitcher Handicap, a horse race in Oceanport, New Jersey. 1967, Addie Matthews, most of his career with the Braves. Near the end, he played a little bit with the Tigers and the Houston Astros. And with the Astros, he hit his 500th career home run. In 1968, then Hank Aaron hit his 500th career home run. While Eddie Matthews was near the end of his career, Hank Aaron still had another 255 to go. Mark, you realize Eddie Matthews was the first cover of Sports Illustrated. In 1969, President Nixon signed a baseball for the Baseball Hall of Fame that had the signatures of nine other U.S. presidents. 1981, the All-Star Game was postponed because of the 33-day-old baseball player strike. The game was eventually held on August 9th. When they negotiated to get the game back, the All-Star Game started that last part of the season. And in 1981 as well, President Reagan met with Willie Stargell to discuss sickle cell anemia and funding for the National Institute of Health. That is this day in sports history. All right, let's bring in Paul Alexander now from, what is it? What is it called now, Sean? What is it? It's what?
Well, tonight it'll be turned from Root Sports to AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, here's Paul.
Jonesy, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Great to hear you. I want to start with this, then we'll get to some other issues. ESPN did an online poll, and 75% of the respondents, and they had about 23,000 votes, said that baseball should universally retire Roberto Clemente's number 21. You're down there. You've been there for a long time. I'm sure down there it would be something that people would relish.
Yeah, I mean, as far as iconic sports figures, you know, you construct that Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh, you know, athletes and or coaches. Clemente certainly, you know, first ballot, no question. And even now, the thing that's so cool, Steve, is, you know, I'm not sure enough, you know, African-American players understand or appreciate Jackie Robinson as they should or understand what the Negro Leagues were all about. And like who Satchel Paige was and things like that. It seems that all of the Dominican, Puerto Rican, all the Hispanic players, they know what number 21 is all about. They understand who and what Roberto Clemente was. And growing up, I mean, that's my wheelhouse. I mean, I cried my eyes out when my dad told me that he had passed. I mean, yeah. It was brutal. But, you know, watching him play, My favorite thing was him hitting triples. He had such a knack, such great speed. Watching him hit triples or throw people out at either third or home from right field was probably still to this day, aside from maybe Blackledge to Garrity, the coolest thing I've ever seen, you know, in person.
Right.
I mean, it's just good stuff.
Well,
but yeah, I would think that would almost be. I don't understand the argument against. I mean, what kind of? I mean, the humanitarian side. I mean, just who he was as a human being. I mean, I don't see how there could be an argument against.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, the argument. Again, there's several. He didn't break a color barrier or things like that. But I think that the Latin influence is so strong in the game, and he was proud of his Puerto Rican heritage. I mean, proud of it. He did not try to conform. He conformed in terms of being a part of the fabric of Pittsburgh, but he didn't conform and say, look, my name's not Bob Clemente, it's Roberto Clemente.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly.
So. All right, this team, the Pirates team, the issue I've had with them the last year and a half is not an overall, it's just a big picture issue. I've kind of felt that I saw a year ago the window of opportunity closing for them. How important are the next 10 games to tell us what kind of season we're going to see?
It is going to be probably the most crucial, you know, since the losing streak of 20 years was broken. There is not a more critical juncture in their recent past any bigger than these next 10 games. Are you a buyer or a seller?
Yep.
Now, the National League Central has made it relevant and made it interesting because it's so horrible.
Yeah.
You know, you just say, you know, say the Cubs were anywhere near their potential, they'd be, you know, 15, 16 games, you know, ahead of everybody else, and this would be a moot point. But now you're still a contending team for the division.
Yeah.
And you are getting Starling Marte back, although if he would make the playoffs, he's not eligible, which
right.
a lot of people probably don't know.
Right.
I think maybe Glasnow's figured something out. Maybe, you know, I think Cole's going to continue to get better. There's been some nice things, you know, with the pitching. Garrett Cole, certainly he's going to have to find it if they're going to actually contend, but... You know, Andrew McCutchen, he's done them a lot of favors. He's brought them to a point where they can still consider themselves contenders, or if they're going to, you know, throw out the white flag, he's going to bring in a considerable bounty for the way he's playing right now.
Yeah, he has really been terrific. And here's the irony of the Pirates situation. Hey, they're one of the few teams out there that at 7 games back in their division is actually further back in the wild card. They're 9 games off the pace in the wild card. It really is division or bust.
Absolutely. And with what we've seen with their, you know, the one wild card and 3 tries, to them, I mean, it should almost be division or bust. I mean, you have to win a division to consider yourself a contender in the playoffs. I mean, that wild card thing just hasn't worked very well for them. They don't have the horse that's going to win you the one game you have to have. Garrett Cole's not that guy.
No.
Proving it.
That's exactly right. He is not. And that's the guy that is your ace. But the Pirates do have two of the better stories in the game, the resurgence of McCutchen, which we just discussed, and the comeback of Jameson Taillon. Those are two of the best stories in baseball.
And he is going to be so good. I remember when, you know, just talking to scouts from both he and Cole were still the, you know, on the prospect list. One of the more respected, you know, Pirate scouts said, you know what, you know, Cole might have a little more heat. Taillon is definitely going to be the more accomplished and more refined pitcher. He knows what he's doing. And I think now that we see if and when he's healthy, you can see why that scout had that evaluation of those two. Cole's still going to get better. He's not a great pitcher. He's a pretty good thrower. Taillon, I think, can be not just good. I think he can be great.
And not only that, but Taillon, when you overcome Tommy John, you overcome cancer, you are one mentally tough individual.
Yeah. I mean, think about... All right, you have a bases loaded one out situation in the seventh. You have to get out of it. I don't think that's really going to be like the biggest thing in his life at that point. he's already overcome some really huge obstacles where that's just going to be what, you know, the moment that he's in, not something that's going to overwhelm him.
With this club, we talked about McCutchen and Tyone. Is there a pleasant surprise or two that through all of this has actually stood out a bit? Like Josh Bell, maybe?
Yeah, you know, you look at Josh's average, though, and you wonder just how accomplished he's been. You know, the power is certainly there, which is great. As you know, I mean, power is a commodity. There's no question.
Right.
That average is a little bit, I know, not scary, but he has a ways to go, and you still have, I think, questions about just how good a big league hitter he'll be. But to me, the whole season hinges on the stupidity and the selfishness of Gong and Marte. I think, and again, you can't project if they would have been here all year what it would have meant. I'm thinking 9-10 games maybe, because you just think of the domino effect of with losing those two guys, how weak their bench has been.
Yeah.
You know, guys that you have up here in the 25 that really they might not even be big leaguers ever, you know, and you're forced to give them spot starts and forced to give them at bats. They've really derailed what could have been their year to maybe, you know, run and hide with the division. I don't want to take anything away from Milwaukee, but, you know, they haven't exactly been, you know, world beaters. I mean, give them credit for what they've done, and maybe they would have, you know, been a considerable, you know, adversary going forward. But I think those two guys really, really derailed their entire season.
And what do you feel that Marte and Gong not being there has actually done to taking away the batting order protection for Polanco, and how much has that affected him?
You know, I think Polanco's been his own worst enemy.
Okay.
I don't want to put that on Gong or Marte. I just think that, you know, he gets that big loopy swing going, and, you know, he's one of those guys that had enough success early, maybe too early, where you kind of think you have it figured out. And to his credit, I think he's going to have a really big second half. I think that he's going to get back to work and not think that he's, you know, he got paid. And, you know, as you know, Steve, there's a lot of people. That money's guaranteed.
Yep,
so,
sure is.
There's certain people that it's, you know, they take that contract and they say, you know what, I need to live up to that contract. There's other people that say, ha, I got my contract. What's the big deal? And I think he had a little bit of that, and now he's getting back to, well, you know what? There's going to be another contract down the road. I'm going to go ahead and earn that one now, too. I think he's really getting himself focused and reengaged.
If, say, things are a 4-6, 5-5 the next 10, which then I think puts them into the realm of being sellers.
Correct.
How different does this roster start to look by the end of August?
Very. You know, I haven't really done my due diligence, and I apologize. I don't know who really would benefit from a very productive Andrew McCutchen in this stretch run. But what is a team like that really going to have to offer if they're making a run? I mean, I think the Pirates are past prospects. I mean, we've seen that. We've heard that song. We've seen that movie. They need some proven commodities. You know, the Quintana thing to the Cubs, that should have been the Pirates' acquisition. You know, they weren't going to part with Meadows. And maybe, you know, maybe in 2 or 3 years when we're chatting, we'll say, thank God they didn't get rid of Meadows. Look at this kid. He's unbelievable. And that hopefully is the way it works out. But, you know, as Joe Paterno used to say, potential simply means hasn't done it yet.
Yeah. Right.
That's all it means. Right. It means nothing more.
Right.
But unfortunately to the Pirates and their market and their unwillingness to overspend, it's also cost control.
Yeah.
Prospects to them are not only potential great players, they're players that they can control for 6 years financially. And that means as much to them as their production.
Right. Well, exactly. And what the Cubs did was they gave up Jimenez, fifth overall. But, you know, I mean, the Red Sox did that. They got Chris Sale. They gave up Moncada.
Sure.
Well, okay. Well, Moncada's not playing at the majors yet. And you and I don't know yet how good. I mean, we think he's going to be good.
Right. But who knows?
But we already know that Quintana and Sale are good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's, you know, there's no salary cap in baseball. I don't particularly like to defend, you know, the Nuttings when they make you know, baseball deals that are actually really, you know, shaded by, you know, the finances of it.
Yeah.
But there is no cap. And if you look at what the Pirates spend in relation to what they bring in, they probably spend more than most teams.
Right.
No. They don't bring in that much. You know, when you're making, like the Dodgers do, $300 million per in their local TV rights,
yeah,
and the Pirates bring in about 50,
yeah,
they have $250 million to play with.
Yeah.
On top of the national revenue and everything else. So as much as, you know, they're crying here about the nuttings being cheap and they, you know, they're never going to pay for what they, well, they're really not in position to, you know?
No, they don't.
Why
have,
do you think Walmart, yeah, why do you think Walmart puts stuff mom and pop stores out of business?
Yeah.
Because they can.
Yeah, they can. And that's and that's exactly right. When you don't have the revenue stream that the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers have, it makes a big difference because that money, that local money, is not split. And because it's not split,
it's all theirs.
It's all theirs, even though they are not playing inter-squad games.
And Vin Scully's not even taking any of it anymore.
Yeah, but he was worth it.
Every penny. Every single penny. No question about that.
Paul, it's always great to hear you, my friend. Have a great weekend and appreciate the time, as always, very much. I hope you're doing great.
Steve, pleasure's all mine. Best of wishes to you and your family, my friend.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. Let's see. Jack Ham only ball, $50. Steve Jones Jack Ham football, $30. What is the difference? What is the difference that took the ball to a different level?
This depreciation value is a head scratcher.
No, I don't think so. Jack Ham, as Howard Cosell said, Jack Ham Hall of Famer, Steve Jones with no discernible athletic ability. It's like the Lou Prado book, 100 Things You Must Do Before You Die as a Penn State Fan. Jack Ham listed at number 33, but then in chapter 82, listen to Steve and Jack, which now means he's combined with me, he falls 49 spots. I'm telling you, there is a trend. Oh, my goodness. Noah.
So what'd you think of 30 for 30, Mike and the Mad Dog last night? Get a chance to see it?
Yeah, I watched. I watched all of it. It was good. It was good. And it was not poor. It wasn't great. It was good. There was one statement made in there. It was at the beginning. Look, and I'm not a New York guy, obviously. I mean I've never. I grew up in the suburbs, but there was. You watched it, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the statement early on where Mike wanted to show himself, and Mad Dog wanted to show himself, and was it Mark Mason of WFAN? Said that all great talent, what did he say, has great egos?
Oh, their program director, was it Mark Chernoff?
Yeah, whomever it was.
Yeah.
Remember he said that?
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't think so. The people I've worked with in my lifetime, like a Jack Ham, a Dick Girardi, who are great talents, but neither one of those guys has an ego. Right? I mean, I've never... Dave Ritchie, Dick Court, no egos. Kind of balances that booth off, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That was
I saw what you did there.
Not funny.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.